101.3 KFDI FM and HD1. Wichita News Now.
An arson fire left extensive damage at a South Wichita swimming pool. Crews were called to Ailey Pool at 1800 South Seneca around 12:30 this morning. And Park and Recreation Director Troy Houtman said the fire caused close to $45,000 in damage.
It was intentionally set underneath these sunshades, and we had some sunshades, six of them that were taken out, that were burned out, as well as about 30 chairs that were burned. So obviously they used some kind of accelerant to start the fire.
There was no damage to the main building. Houtman is urging people to report suspicious activity at parks and swimming pools. There have been other cases of vandalism at the city's pools and splash pads in recent days. A 21-year-old Wichita man is accused of killing his mother. Police were called to a home near Central and Edgemoor Tuesday afternoon. They found 46-year-old Casey Joel in a backyard with serious injuries, and she died later at a hospital. Witnesses reported seeing her son running from the area. Officers found him and talked him into surrendering. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held this morning for a new flyover at the North Junction in Wichita. The flyover will connect northbound I-135 with southbound I-235. Acting Kansas Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed talked about the benefits of the flyover.
Replacing the existing bottleneck loop ramp with a two-lane flyover direct connection and replacing the ramp from southbound I-135 to southbound I-235 will allow for more efficient and safer movement of the nearly 100,000 vehicles, including 10,000 trucks, that use the Wichita North Junction every single day.
And that ramp will be open to the public later today. News continues online at KFDI.com. From Storm Team 12, partly cloudy and warm with a high of 87. Tonight, partly cloudy, some storms possible after midnight, and we'll have a low of 66. Right now in Wichita, we have a mostly cloudy sky, and it is 79. I'm George Lawson, KFDI News.